Blog Talk Radio. It's November 26, 2019, and you're tuned in to a special Tuesday edition of The Missy Show. We're still your premier source for fun and informative pet topics. I'm your host, Jay. First off, thanks for joining me this afternoon. I wanted to get one more show in for you guys here on Blog Talk Radio before I switch back over to our YouTube channel. I've enjoyed being back on Blog Talk Radio and may work something out to come back at some point in 2020, but for now, this episode is going to be our last one on here for 2019. As far as YouTube goes, I don't know if I'll be doing any December shows, but I may decide to come on and do at least one. I hadn't really thought about whether I want to do any Christmas episodes. I just may. But I'll keep you guys posted on that. I will be back doing a new blog post probably around December 1st, and I'll have my December blog post schedule ready for you guys then or soon thereafter. I don't want to make any promises because I know the next couple of days I'm going to be busy with cooking and Thanksgiving activities and post-Thanksgiving activities, which for me involves putting up loads and loads of Christmas trees. And, well, before I even get to that, I'll be shampooing carpets, doing Christmas trees, decorating Christmas trees, all that good stuff. So I don't know what all will be going down this weekend other than that, and just depending on how much free time I get. So if I don't have my complete December blog post schedule ready on the 1st, it will come sometime thereafter. The one that I'll be doing on the 1st will probably just be my usual December pet and animal holidays. If you missed this morning's blog post on adopting or sponsoring a turkey, you can check it out at shesatorty.blogspot.com, and that is S-H-E-S-A-T-O-R-T-I-E, shesatorty.blogspot.com. If you missed today's Missy Show episode, remember you can always catch us later in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/shesatorty, or listen from the links that I will post in the Facebook page and Twitter page. Facebook, you can catch me at facebook.com/missy.show44, or on Twitter at twitter.com/missyshow. Now, on to today's episode and topic, which is Black Friday shopping ideas for your pet. So if you've ever listened to any of me and Dee's past episodes, you know that I love my Black Friday, even though now it's pretty much on Thanksgiving. So in some ways, you could say Thanksgiving shopping, which still it's kind of all lumped together with Black Friday. But I love this time of year. I love getting myself a good deal. And I know you guys probably love getting good deals, too. Speaking of deals, some of today's info is going to come from this site called gotadeal.com. I love GotADeal. They send me stuff year-round, but they have this kind of under the same umbrella as GotADeal. They have this part that's just specifically about Black Friday, and that one is blackfriday.gotadeal.com. And GotADeal is just GOTTADEAL all together, blackfriday.gotadeal.com. So I love them. I love going in their forums, all that good stuff. What I love about this site is pretty much now sometimes even in like late October, you'll always have like one store like I think it's usually Harbor Freight. They're like the first ones to release their Black Friday ad, and it's pretty early, kind of like late October. But pretty much all throughout November, they will give you a heads up on like what is going to be in the Black Friday ads. I still get my Thanksgiving papers every year. Anyway, I send my husband out Thanksgiving morning usually, and he'll, you know, get me a paper so we can have the coupons and, you know, peruse through and look at all the ads. But with GotADeal, the neat thing is, I guess, they partner up with the different retail stores, and the stores will leak the ads ahead of time. So if you kind of want to already have your strategy ahead of time, being a member of, you know, Got a Deal would be a smart move to make. And I think there are other sites too, like blackfriday.com. You've got some other ones, and I haven't really explored those to say, but I've just really been so happy with gotadeal.com that I haven't really, you know, tried to sign up for any of the other ones. But they're a great site. So, you know, whether you're looking for your pet or just looking for yourself and you want to see what's coming up ahead of time, if you're like me and you do still get the Thanksgiving Day paper, sometimes the sales go on as early as like Wednesday, so it's good to just, you know, be able to see them ahead of time anyway. And even though I look at them ahead of time, I still enjoy looking in the paper because I just like the physical feel of having something in my hand. But at any rate, over here on Got a Deal, the good thing is both PetSmart and Petco have already posted their Black Friday ads. Now, they've probably been on here for a while, so of course, this time next year, well, much earlier, you know, next year, like early November or whatever, if you guys sign up with Got a Deal, you can start looking ahead of time and seeing, you know, what these stores are going to be offering. Right now I'm looking at PetSmart on page one, and it looks like, I'm trying to see, it looks like their ad is about 10 pages long with PetSmart. Let me see if there's more on here. Yeah, their ad isn't too bad. They have about 10 pages worth of stuff. And on their first page here, I am looking at, that's a pretty cool deal. Like for this is more for your dog, but I guess your cat but could be about this too. But I think this is more for a dog. They're going to have like a Nerf ball blaster for $9.99. It's a toy launcher, includes three tennis balls. So that's cool, especially if you have a really active dog and you don't feel like constantly throwing the ball and letting them go fetch it. You know, you could give your arm a rest by getting that Nerf blaster. They're going to, it looks like they're going to have certain pet foods, cat foods, Milk-Bone, dog biscuits on sale. And that's pretty cool. They're going to have a Milk-Bone dog biscuit, $7.99 for 7 and 10 pound boxes. And for anyone who has a cat, you know, cat litter can get expensive. So they're going to have a big 35 pound pail of Purina Tidy Cat on sale for $10.99. That's a good deal because I do remember with Missy, you know, I was spending quite a bit in cat litter, so I was always happy to get a sale on that. And this is with PetSmart. And I know with this type of stuff, it's better if you could kind of see it. So this would be one of those times where it would probably be better to be on YouTube and if you guys could see what I was looking at. So I won't try to, like, describe everything, you know, because I know you all can come on here and look for yourself. But it looks like they have some, you know, pretty cute stuff. I was trying to see if they have anything else that was just, like, a really super good deal. Oh, and they have 50% off on select dog toys. These are some cute little chew toys for your dogs that they have on sale as well. Oh, they even have a little baboon. How cute. Little elephant, little duck. I think Boomer had a duck. He had a little duck toy. Yeah, they're going to be 50% off. So, yeah, they have like a 10-page ad. This is PetSmart. So when you get a chance, you may want to come on here and check this out. Moving over to Petco. Oh, and with PetSmart, let me go back to the first page and let you guys know how long their sale is going to last. Online, their sale begins November 28th, so it's actually going to start on Thanksgiving Day. And in stores now, if you don't want to shop online, it doesn't start in stores until the actual Black Friday, November 29th. So with PetSmart online, Thanksgiving Day, in stores, November 29th. Now with Petco, they're saying 2 days only. So theirs is November 29th through November 30th. So they're not, it looks like they're not doing anything at all on Thanksgiving. At least they're not saying that on the front of their ad here. So November 29th, which is Black Friday. They have some cute little toys on here on the front page. And it looks like theirs are, now theirs say 50% off with Pals Rewards. So I don't know. I guess if you're not a reward member, maybe theirs are not 50% off. I don't know. Yeah, because even toward the bottom of this first page, it still says with Pals Rewards. And it looks like theirs is about 11 pages long. Seeing if they have anything else. On the second page here, they have certain dog treats look like they have them buy one, get one free. Still says with PALS reward. So I don't know what you have to do to be a PALS reward member. When I had Missy, I want to say, I can't remember which one of them. I had some type of membership, but I don't know if it was with PetSmart or Petco because I used to have a little thing on my keychain. So I'm not sure. Looks like they have that same Nerf Blaster too, 50% off. But once again, it says with PALS rewards. Let me go back over here to PetSmart. I'm seeing, yeah, theirs doesn't say that you have to have some type of rewards. Yeah, I'm not seeing that on theirs, but it's looking like a lot of Petco stuff is saying this thing about the PALS rewards. So you might want to look into how you become a PALS reward member. I don't know. Because I'm scrolling. I was trying to see if everything on here says with PALS rewards. Yeah, quite a few because I think I'm on the fourth page now. So still could be a very good deal. Something that I saw over on Amazon, though, that I think you guys might like. Well, and not saying you can only get it at Amazon. I'm sure PetSmart and Petco also have them. They have, it's a fountain for cats. And we all know that anyone who owns a cat or has had a cat, we know how much cats love their clean water. And they have all different kinds. And Amazon, you know, they usually have pretty good Black Friday deals too. So if you've never invested in one of these for your cats, this could be a great way to keep you from having to constantly go and cut your faucet on. Because, you know, after a while, that could be kind of tedious with Missy because she was always constantly wanting fresh water. And even though it's the cutest thing in the world, you can just sometimes get tired of having to get up and down and cut water on for them. But I understand why they want the clean water. But by investing in something like this, this could be a great way where you don't have to constantly do that. So I'm looking at some different ones. They have a vegan pet fountain, 84 ounce automatic cat water fountain. And dog water dispenser. Okay. This one's $26.99, but then they have another one over here. Let's see, I guess this is a different brand. Pet fountain cat water dispenser, healthy and hygienic, drinking fountain, super quiet, flower automatic electric water bowl. It is $19.99. So they've got some different ones. That's like the cheapest one. So like on the higher end, then I see another one that's $19. At the higher end, maybe about $29. So I guess you're looking about $30. And then now I see another one down here that has an LED light, iPetty Camino LED light pet water fountain for cats and dogs. Okay, now it's $34. So I guess it just depends on how fancy you want to get. And of course, you want to check out all the different amenities and see what all is offered. But I think that is an excellent idea for a cat. I mean, it's a great idea for a dog too, but I just don't think dogs are too particular. But of course, if you care about your pets and you just want them to have clean drinking water in general, I think that would be a great idea, something to invest for them. So definitely PetSmart, Petco, go on Got a Deal, or some of you may be members on some of the other ones like BlackFriday.com. You may want to get on here and just check it out. Something else you may want to keep in mind, because dog food, cat litter, things like that can be so pricey, it's always good if you can just buy that type of stuff in bulk. So when you catch a good sale on it, you know, like I was talking about with the cat litter, go ahead and get that. And that's something that you could definitely stock up on, you know. So it's not always just about the gifts for the animals, but also the things that the animals need as well. So make sure you stock up on food and litter and things like that. So those are always great. Missy, she adored her laser, you know, so for cats, you know, you might catch those on sale, even though I don't think they're that pricey anyway. But just when you guys get a chance, make sure you check out blackfriday.gotadeal.com and all that good stuff. And like I said, because I can't really show you guys what I'm looking at, I'm not going to just like sit here and try to go through all of it. But the ads for either one of those, they aren't really long. You know, one's just like 10 pages and the other ad is like 11 pages. So be sure to check that out. And if you're like me, you might just want to check out some stuff for yourself, too, even though today's episode is for our fur babies. So, you know, definitely be looking into that. And then, you know, also, even if you have non-traditional fur babies, like I just went to the end of the Petco ad and I was looking at this 50% off Katy multi-level ferret home. So that's pretty cool. So if you have a ferret, you know, I think it's this one is $149. It's 50% off with the PALS reward. So obviously those things are kind of pricey without the discount. So I guess that's a pretty good deal. I've never had a ferret, but it looks pretty cool. So, you know, also keep in mind for your non-traditional pets, if you have ferrets, hamsters, birds, you know, any animal like that, you know, these type of pet stores probably have great deals for all those animals. Well, you guys, because I must go off and start my cooking and do all this other stuff, I just want to come in and just be able to, you know, talk with you guys a little bit and have one more episode. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting Dee and I, you know, throughout the years on the Missy Show. We greatly appreciate that. And I really miss Dee this time around, and I hate that she wasn't able to join us. So hopefully, you know, when we come back in our incarnation in 2020 in whatever form that will be, via YouTube or whatever, you know, she'll be able to come back on with me. But we both wanted to wish you all a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, even though I'm not going to hold y'all to that because I'm not going to hold myself to it. But, you know, most of all, just with all the craziness going on out here, you know, everybody just be safe, be careful, especially those of you who will be going physically in the stores. You know, try not to go by yourself, pay attention to your surroundings, all that stuff, because you got a lot of this trafficking and all kind of, you know, negative stuff, you know. But try to, you know, we're going to keep it light, keep it happy, but also, you know, just be cautious. And from the Missy Show to your family, I want to wish you a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving. And I will see you guys back at my blogger site on Sunday. I think Sunday is December 1st, and I will have our pet and animal holidays. Hopefully I will have the December schedule. If not, I will have that coming up for you guys soon. And as said before, I will keep you guys posted on what I plan to do as far as any December shows on our YouTube channel. But thank you guys once again for tuning in, and I will see you all when I see you. Bye.